Welcome to the podcast. I'm James Carey. I am the sitcom writer in The Gospel According to a Sitcom Writer. Let's get on with it, shall we? The truth will set you free. When scripture is read out loud, most people aren't expecting to laugh. It turns out I'm not most people. This was made publicly obvious a couple of years ago at an august meeting of the General Synod of the Church of England. During an act of worship at the end of a day's session, someone read aloud some scripture. I think it was John 8, and it made me laugh out loud. I was the only person to laugh, naturally, and I felt like Sarah in Genesis 18, being told she would bear a son, except I felt synodical rather than divine disapproval. I think I laughed at the bit where Nathaniel laughs in this retelling, starting at John 8:31. Jesus therefore said to those Jews who had believed in him, "If you remain in my word, then you are truly my disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's offspring, and have never been in bondage to anyone. How do you say you will be made free?" Earlier manuscripts do not include the following. "Ha ha," said Nathaniel. The Jews looked at Nathaniel. "Sorry, couldn't help overhearing," said Nathaniel. "Funny you saying you've never been in bondage to anyone. Classic. I'd high-five you, but there are too many of you." "Ah, what the heck." And Nathaniel did put up his hand to high-five, and no one did high-five him. "What do you mean?" said the Jews. "We weren't kidding. We are Abraham's offspring and have never been in bondage to anyone." "Nice, never break character. Love the commitment," said Nathaniel. "Seriously, we have no idea what you're talking about," said the Jews. "Wow," said Nathaniel. "You mean you're not... okay, I mean, us Jews saying we've never been in bondage or enslaved is like Romans saying... we're Romans. We've never built roads, worn togas, or used cruelty to animals as a form of entertainment. That's their thing. It's what they do. It's who they are." So the Jews said to him, "Look, where are you going with this?" "Hello," said Nathaniel. "We've never been in bondage to anyone. You know the Passover, the biggest event of the year? What does that celebrate?" "Fair enough, we often forget the true meaning of Passover," said one of the Jews. "It has become a bit commercialised," said another. "Did anyone see the Passover advert for Ehud's Emporium? Talk about a bleak." "Yeah," said another. "These days it's all who's got the best hand-reared, most perfect organic lamb with the reddest blood. We really need to get back to the basics of Passover." "But what was the point of Passover, people?" said Nathaniel. There was a pause.
"To release God's people from slavery," mumbled the Jews.
"To what?" said Nathaniel.
"To release God's people from slavery," muttered the Jews.
"Again," said Nathaniel. "To release God's people from slavery, from bondage. We were slaves in Egypt for centuries," yelled the Jews. "Okay, happy now?" "And what happened after God's people took the land of Canaan? I'm thinking Judges," said Nathaniel. "That's right, a continual cycle of doing evil in the sight of the Lord and being delivered into the hands of our enemies." Then Philip said, "Nay, I think they get it. In fact, we were kind of enjoying the irony till you pointed it out." "Oh, so I'm the bad guy here," said Nathaniel. "Look at them. They're literally looking for rocks they can throw at Jesus."
"No, Nate, I think those rocks might be for you," said Philip.
"Ah, tough crowd," said Nathaniel. "Don't shoot the messenger."
"We like shooting messengers," said the crowd.
"It's okay," said Philip. "Nathaniel didn't mean anything by what he was saying. Let's all just calm down." Then the Jews said, "Can we get back to the truth setting us free? That sounded good."
"Yes," said Philip, "and I'm sure Jesus is going to explain what he means, and we can all just relax." Then Jesus said, "Before Abraham was, I am."
"Told you," cried the Jews. "Get him, grab those rocks." And there was great commotion.
This is not the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks for listening. I'd appreciate it if you didn't keep this podcast to yourself, but told one or two others about it. Why not forward it to them right now? They might thank you, they might not thank you, but you might have a conversation about it, which I hope is useful. Anyway, speak to you next time. Cheerio.